Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Lance Blankenship. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Troy Neal. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Scott Leidy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gardner. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose hits a fly ball into center field. Leidy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Welch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Leidy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Leidy. Gwynn reaches second base with a double. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Leidy. Hyatt reaches second base with a double. Gwynn scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hyatt. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Hyatt steals third. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Leidy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leidy hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0-for-1 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Neal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blankenship. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gwynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to third. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McFarlane scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Scott Leidy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seitzer. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. Two outs. Scott Leidy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leidy is 0-for-1 in the game. Leidy hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0-for-2 in the game. Jose hits a fly ball into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Bordick reaches second base with a double. Gates moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gardner fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leidy. Brett reaches second base with a double. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive into center field. Leidy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Leidy. Brett scores. Joyner moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gwynn is walked intentionally. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a fly ball into center field. Lighty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joyner moves to third. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joyner scores. Gwynn moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Gwynn scores. Gagne moves to third. It's 5-0, Royals. Kelly Downs now pitching. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0-for-3 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gagne scores. Lind moves to second. It's 6-0, Royals. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Royals. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gwynn throws the ball into Lind, who tags Steinbach, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer strikes out. Two outs. Scott Lighty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lighty is 0-for-2 in the game. Lighty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hubie Brooks pinch hits for George Brett. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Joyner strikes out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lighty. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McFarlane moves to third. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gwynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lighty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bordick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Sampson now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a fly ball into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-3 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.